Support for NPR comes from PBS, presenting Masterpiece, Filth, starring Julie Walters as Mary Whitehouse, tonight at 9, 8 Central on PBS.
At 7:04, here are this morning's news headlines. Barack Obama has written a thank you and farewell letter to the people of Illinois as he prepares to become the next U.S. president. The letter, published today in newspapers across Illinois, begins by saying, "Today I am ending one journey to begin another." Obama also wrote he offers the people of my beloved home a very affectionate thanks. He went on to recall his time community organizing on Chicago's South Side, his service in the state Senate in Springfield, and quoted Abraham Lincoln. The president-elect asked for the support and prayers of his home state as he heads to the White House. Obama's tenure as Illinois' junior senator doesn't look like much on paper. He missed one out of every four votes in his nearly 4 years in the Senate. But he's called being a senator one of the highest honors and privileges of his life. Obama's chief accomplishment as a senator was Google for Government, a website that lets citizens dig through government grants and contracts. He also made moves in the Senate that provided substance to go with his political celebrity. Obama could point to his cooperation with Republicans, his work on complex issues like nuclear nonproliferation, and his efforts to make government more honest and efficient. Chicago Police Superintendent Jody Weiss says extra members of his force are needed to help protect President-elect Obama. Weiss says he is working on a plan to put officers on Obama detail on their days off to avoid taking any of them off needed patrols on the city streets. Investigators say the three Chicago high school students who drowned in the Fox River were only 25 yards from shore when their paddle boat sank. Illinois Department of Natural Resources spokeswoman Stacy Solano says authorities plan to interview the 9 trip chaperones and 16 students who left the dorm at Camp Algonquin before the unauthorized and fatal paddle boat trip. And at 7:06, it's 29 degrees outside our studios on Friends Plaza.
From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Wildfires whipped by Santa Ana winds continued to ravage parts of Southern California yesterday. They've destroyed hundreds of homes and forced thousands of people to evacuate. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has declared states of emergency in 3 counties. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Los Angeles. Carrie, what's the latest?
The fires are still burning. They're burning in 4 different counties. The damage estimates are going to be difficult. It's going to take a while to get the full damage estimates, but we do have hundreds of homes burned in Orange County. We have at least 500 homes in a mobile home park that were burned in the northern edge of Los Angeles. It's just been a devastating 2 days here in Southern California.
What was it like when these people who own these 500 homes were told that they were gone?
It was just a heart-wrenching scene. I was in a high school gym auditorium where the hundreds of residents had been evacuated, most of them senior citizens, I have to tell you that. And they were gathered there glued to the television sets that had been put in a Red Cross shelter in this gymnasium. And the Los Angeles fire captain came back to tell them he did not have good news for them. And he geographically described where the fire hit. He just said it devastated the entire park. And there were loud gasps. And people were crying aloud. It was just hugging each other. It was just a terrible scene. Then he produced a charred American flag that he had brought back from a burned home and told them that he had brought it as a symbol of hope and the bravery of the firefighters there. Himself, this is a man who's a veteran of the Los Angeles Fire Department, broke down and apologized to these residents that they just were unable to make a stand here at this mobile home park. Mm. This is a devastating loss for this fire department. It really is. They haven't lost a home in quite a long time.
How's the situation with power and water?
It is really difficult. There has been, especially in Orange County, there was a time when water pumps broke. They couldn't get enough water pressure. They attribute that loss of pressure and water to losing a multi-million dollar complex in Yorba Linda. There were water.